Well, I'm not sure that he thought he was going to have to play 28 defensive snaps in the game yesterday. I know he didn't think he was going to have to make his return to Patriots Monday. But lo and behold, who has come back to us? Roosevelt Colvin is with us. Hello, Rosie.
Hello.
The prodigal son comes home.
This is crazy.
Is there any part of your body that doesn't hurt today?
You know, I actually don't feel that bad. It felt like more like 50 or 60 plays than what people are telling me. It was only 30. But, it was, I think, fresh off the couch. It was decent.
Exactly. I want to get to that, Rosie. How did it work? I mean, the last time we talked to you, you were very content. You were at peace. Doing your daughter's hair, which I still don't buy. I don't believe it.
Well, that only happened one time because she was so upset about it. So
I was gonna say, when I heard you say that, I said I don't believe it for a second. There's no way he was able to do her hair. But the last time we talked to you, you seemed pretty happy with your position in life. How did it happen that you were back with the Patriots and playing in a football game?
Well, I'll make the statement. I still am, and I was happy. There is not a situation that something changed in a matter of 48 hours. I think that with my history with the team, the organization, obviously the guys, I felt comfortable enough with that opportunity. Like I said, if it presented itself, I would have to make the decision. So, with the situation with Adelius about a month or so ago, I thought that there could have been a chance, so, I tried to make sure that if there was an opportunity that I was willing to and kept myself ready. That wasn't the case then, and then obviously with Pierre's situation happening, it became more of a pressing issue that they needed, just a little depth. And so, Monday night, things sort of developed. Tuesday, I came in, and then Wednesday, it was like I had been out there all season long.
What did you feel lagged the most for you yesterday, mentally or physically?
Mentally, everything was fine. I think, thought processes and everything is still the same because as I watched at home, I still tried to process information as if I was on the field. Physically, I think not so much as, like I said, expected. I think the big thing was I felt a little rusty in my pass rush, which is the same thing I felt when I got to Houston. And so, I think with, just a little time to work that off, hopefully, I can continue to, get better and show up a little bit more.
How'd you work out? I mean, what was your routine when you were out of the league?
Oh, I wake up in the morning. Make sure my oldest daughter was up. Then, you're saying just workout?
Your workout.
Okay. I make sure my kids were up, take them to school, get on the golf cart,
So you didn't work out at all?
I did a little something, but it wasn't to the extent of what the guys were doing, during the season. So, I think I did enough just to maintain and not gain, 40 pounds and not necessarily lose all the muscle that I've built over my, entire career.
Those commercials are on like at they're infomercials on at like 3:30 in the morning. you're doing the stretching. You did some jumping jacks, and then you probably did that once or twice a week, huh?
I say once or twice a month.
You didn't do anything.
I was very active. My son, I don't know. You don't have any kids, do you? Like
one.
He's got a brand new one, Rosie.
How old?
5 weeks.
Oh, congratulations! I didn't know that. Is that public knowledge?
It is public. And if it
wasn't,
been
around much lately.
And if it wasn't, it is now. Yes, it was public knowledge. Right. Yeah, 5 weeks.
Yeah. All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now my kids are of the age where they run around a lot and they do things that they shouldn't do, and so chasing them and giving them spankings. Yes, I do believe in not sparing the rod. But whooping them and telling them what they need to do, clean up the house and, little chores around the house, that kept me in decent enough shape to play 30 plays in the National Football League. So now all the Joe the Plumbers, as John McCain would have said, can think they can do the same thing.
Well, but seriously, let me ask you this, because this came up last week. Did the hip injury, did that change you completely as an athlete? Are you a different kind of player now than you were before the hip injury? Or did you fully, you know, or did you fully recover from that to the point where you feel like I'm back, I'm the same?
I felt like I fully recovered. I think there's one specific move as a speed rusher. There's one specific move that is big, and that's as you accelerate up the field. A lot of times you want to try to dip underneath the offensive tackle, and then to help him to keep him from punching you. And then you obviously come up to get the sack. And so that was one move that I was not able to continue to do fully because of the stiffness and the strength. And so I had to learn other methods of sort of rushing the passer. But I felt like I was back to a level. You know, I mean, obviously any injury, there's going to be some type of difference in you as a player. But, I felt like I was the same guy. I don't think it was that big of a deal. I think more so during the week of preparation is when it bothered me the most than on game day.
You know, you can probably appreciate it more than anybody because you went through it yesterday. You're not 40 years old. When you watched what Junior Seau did yesterday, did it amaze you?
It's crazy. I think, I said yesterday, I asked Junior in the middle of the game, I said, Junior, what were you doing? You know, what were you doing a week ago today? He said, I was in Fiji surfing. And some guys have that special thing in them. Like, obviously, Junior is one of those people. You look at guys like Brett Favre that have played a long time. You look at a guy that has been here, William McGinnis, down in Cleveland that continue to play. And, it's a tribute to how they keep their bodies in physical shape. And, it was funny. And it was fun at the same time just to look around and see, you know, him, to see Brew, to see Raves, to be out there again with Richard, to hear Richard say, welcome home, you know, just different things like that. Just it was definitely a good time.
When Richard said to you, when you walked into the defensive huddle for the first time and he said, welcome home, did you feel like you were home?
I think that hit me already early in the week, just going through the preparation of getting ready for the game. When I sat in the first team meeting, that's when it happened, when Bill, I heard Bill say his first explicitive that I hadn't heard in the last, nine to six months. And, I said to myself, what am I doing here? And, Vrabel was like, man, you're playing football. It's good to see you. So, it wasn't that big of a shock when I got out there. I think as it went on, that was more of, man, I'm playing a little bit more than expected, but I think I came out okay. And like I said, there's room for improvement, and hope we can get better.
Do you feel like at this point, since you didn't have you haven't had a regular schedule NFL wise in a couple of months, do you feel like you can't take any off days? Tuesday is your regular off day. Do you feel like you just have to double up, so to speak, just to catch up to the other guys?
You mean as far as working out?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm taking my off days, buddy. I'm going to enjoy myself. Life does not stop, and so there were a lot of things that I was in the middle of that I have to continue as I further entrenched myself in outside activities away from National Football League. Just to step away from that and put it on hold for 2 months would be a little difficult. So, delegate a couple issues here and there between my wife, my mother, and sort of keep my hand in the pot, on the days off, and hopefully everything will work out well.
You couldn't get the guy to give up 59 for you? I mean, you are the wily veteran here.
You know what? That whole situation, it wasn't a big deal to me. I think you compare my situation to Junior's. I came in, they interviewed me in front of my locker. Junior comes in, they interview him, and he has a press conference. I come in, I'm handed 91. Junior comes in, he handed 95. So It never was a big issue for me. I didn't really care. I think I looked at his situation and being a rookie free agent, you know, making a team, being able to contribute and play, and now I'm coming back week, you know, 14 or week 13 or whatever it is of the season and say, hey, look, guy, I need that jersey number just for a couple games. I don't think that it would have been there's no justice in that. I think Junior's situation is a little bit different. As you know, nobody took 55. It's sort of a historical number here with, you know, Willie before him, and then now Junior wearing it his entire career. And so I wasn't even going to worry about it. So what I told Gary was that you know, if he's going to wear it, then he has to definitely represent it well, and we'll try to work on, you know, his showmanship and get him, you know, looking good out on the field.
What we did know is that you weren't going to make a financial offer to buy the number.
I was just going
to
say, you're too cheap. You're too cheap. There's no way you would give a Rolex or, you know, $10,000.
In this economy, I'm trying to save every penny. And man, it's not even worth it. It's not. After I put the jersey on, in practice and in the game, I couldn't even see. All you could see it was everybody else. So I felt the same. So it wasn't that big of a deal.
Even if we didn't have a bad economy, you still wouldn't do it.
I mean, definitely, that is true. That is definitely true. Wouldn't have done it.
That's our guy. He is home
exactly.
Now we know he's back.
Yeah, he's got it. He's got his kids out collecting bottle caps and all kinds of things, and turning in bottles for, you know, 10 cents here, 5 cents here. So you're not the guy who's going to be overpaying for a jersey.
Definitely not going to do that.
Welcome.
He should be paying me rent. Is actually what he should be.
And if there's a way you can work that out, I have a feeling you will. Well, as
hey, well, when he gets his royalty check in the mail, I'll see if I can get a 10% of that.
As Richard Seymour said to you yesterday, welcome home.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Good to hear you guys' voices.
Good
so
to talk
you're gonna
to you.
Are you going to be playing the same position primarily? I mean, since there are so many injuries among the linebacking core, are you being asked to do anything different?
You know, when I came in, nothing was different. You know, week to week, obviously, you know how our defense, you know, schemes up things. So you never know. I didn't think I was going to play more than 10, 15 plays this game, and it doubled. So expect the unexpected, especially with Bill and this coaching staff, because I could be playing tight end next week, which is not a far cry because I was an all-state tight end in the state of Indiana.
You could be replacing Mike Vrabel at that spot.
No, I would not do that, but I would love to see both of us in at the same time in a goal line package, and then they wouldn't know who to cover.
All-state tight end and all-state defensive end.
All-state linebacker my last year, but then I also hold the state record for rebounds in Indiana as well. If you want to know my high school,
no, wait a minute. In the Hoosier State, you hold the record for rebounds.
Well, last time I checked, that was a long time ago.
Okay,
yeah,
okay. So you know what?
Let's just calm down.
Hey, you know what? You mentioned the debates, and this is what happened in the debates. The candidates, both of them, would throw out some information, and then we find out the next day that maybe it wasn't exactly true. So, you know, we can look this stuff up, Roosevelt.
Go ahead. I am confident in what I have done.
What is the record?
How many rang true?
How many rebounds?
I think it's like 35. It was held by Oscar Robinson, and I broke it. He had 34. I think I got 35. It was just Cardinal Ritter High School. I did that.
Don't worry. Our Google fingers are flying even as we speak.
We'll figure it out. We'll check with you next week and give you the updated record.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Roosevelt, take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.